Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that your name be glorified in all that we do. We ask that we may know you, love you, and serve you. We ask that we may hear your voice and act on it. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today is, in fact, Thursday, and we look, continuing to look at Galatians. We're now in the third chapter of Galatians, and it is this chapter, besides the fact, this is something that if you ever want to see a verse that you'll have a discussion between the Catholics and the evangelicals, this is the verse. This is one of them, actually. And we're going to look at it. What St. Paul is actually talking about is he has what are known as he calls the super apostles. And they're preaching in this powerful way. They're these itinerant preachers. But what they're preaching is that the Christians have to also obey the Jewish law. And what's important to know about this is, remember, when we're talking to Galatians, or we're talking about Galatians, we're also talking about the fact that these are converted Gentiles. So remember this. With the Jews who are converted in the early days, and of course even to today, but you have Peter speaking to the Jews, they have the whole history of the Jewish faith going all the way back to Adam and Eve and including Abraham. When St. Paul is preaching to the Gentiles, they don't have that whole history. They don't understand it. They didn't know it. I mean, some of them may obviously have known it through studying it or working with other Jews, or working with Jews rather, who were in Greece and understanding it from that perspective. But as a rule, they wouldn't have that whole history as part of their faith. Remember, they're following the teachings of Plato and Aristotle, at least in the areas like Athens, Plato and Aristotle and others. And keep in mind that Aristotle, who becomes the source of natural law, which is really enforced at the time of St. Thomas Aquinas, Aristotle never met Jesus. He died 200 years before Jesus walked the face of the earth. So he never met Jesus. And so that's an important consideration. So Paul has to teach this from the beginning. And what happens is these super apostles come into the community of the Galatians, Galata. They come into the community of the Galatians, and the super apostles are teaching them that they have to follow the Jewish law. Well, then the question is really important. How are we saved? Are we saved by works, or are we saved by faith? And this same question becomes a bone of contention between evangelical Christians and other forms of Christians and Catholics, Christians. And part of it, part of the reason why it becomes this key bone of of discussion is there are many Catholics that do not understand their faith. So we go back to that thing that I always say, we as Catholics don't believe, but many people do. And some, there are even priests that preach this from the altar, and it's just not true, is that we are saved by our works. In other words, by doing good, we are saved. That is not Catholicism. We are saved by our relationship with Christ, and our relationship with Christ changes our behavior to conform with the morality that Christ calls us to, which we understand through natural law. So, which is Catholics, we understand through natural law. So, if we understand it from that perspective, you realize that as Aristotle and other members of the Greek community understood, there was a certain order to nature. And therefore, he called that natural law. And so we're called to act in a way that matches that order with nature. So that's where that morality comes from. And that's why when you hear in Catholic circles the concept of natural law, which obviously evangelicals believe too, the concept of natural law, we look at the order of nature, and that's how it works. But there are some people blind to all that, or ignoring all that, to say that what we're called to do is do good works so that we can be saved. So kind of take another look at the two sides. The more we see Christ, the more we're going to conform our behavior with that of what Christ is teaching us. It's going to be in such a way that we're going to seek to be in that deeper relationship with Christ, and we're going to change our behavior more in light of creation, which would be natural law. The problem is when people come to believe that all we have to do is be good people and we can go to heaven. That is salvation by works. So if we follow that particular perspective, Jesus didn't need to die on the cross at all. If we think of that from that perspective, all we had to do is live a good life. Now, obviously, Jesus had to die on the cross, and the reason is because we cannot live a perfect life. But when we mix all that stuff together, what you have is all they have to do to get to heaven is to do good things. That's salvation by works. And many of the evangelical community will say that's what we believe. And there are Catholics who'll turn around and say, you mean that's not what we believe? No, it isn't. What we believe is being in love with Christ and comporting ourselves, there's an ancient word, comporting ourselves in light of that love of Christ. But it begins with that relationship, which is through grace. So we understand that there. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to the St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WEZE. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. And don't forget our own website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Check out our website. Check out the archives of the show. Check out our Substack newsletter. You can do all kinds of things over there. And we're doing more on Substack. It's kind of working pretty well. I was writing a lot on Medium. I'm not doing as much on Medium anymore because I'm finding that it is so getting so focused on its leftist politics that it really is not looking at all the other writing, and that's becoming a problem. So I'm doing more stuff on Substack, which other people are doing as well. So I just want to let you know. CatholicAudioMedia.com is where you can find us, connect to Substack. You can also find us to connect to our website and our podcast and our parish. So we're talking about this reality. So this is what St. Paul is talking about. And what's happening is these super apostles are saying, no, you have to follow the Jewish laws. So that means they can't eat pork. That means they have to be circumcised. They have to be all this. And St. Paul is incensed at this idea because basically, if you follow that idea, then just as I said, then everything we believe about Jesus really doesn't work, because what we're saying is we can earn our way into heaven, or we can get to heaven through our obedience to the law. And St. Paul is saying, no. No, it's through this relationship with Christ. What's important to understand in all this is to realize, and you can see this, and I've talked about this a lot, you can see this in both the prologue of the Gospel of John and the prologue of the first letter of John. It really comes down to the writers there, John and his community, being so excited of they've learned something completely different about who we truly are. And that's where we're coming from. But what St. Paul is saying, if you change all that, if you turn around and say, well, we don't have to follow what Jesus says, we just have to follow the law, he says, then you're lost. Then you actually are not saved, because first of all, you might say, well, what about the Jews? He's not talking to Jews. He's talking to Gentiles. That's the important aspect. He's talking to Gentiles. He's giving this whole new relationship. And that's the reality. They are not understanding that it all begins for them with this unity with Christ. And so that's part of this. Because remember, they don't have this history that the Jews have. They don't have this understanding of the law. They have a whole different concept. And it's founded in this totally new anthropology. This is who we truly are. And this is what we are all about. And we bring in that whole concept of body and soul, where we believe in this spiritual and eternal aspect of ourselves, which ultimately joins with the body in heaven, but it's rooted through the soul. So we look at all of that and we seek all of that. And it begins with how we conform ourselves by seeking Christ. It's not a matter of works. So you may find, and you sometimes it's preached from the altar. People will say, no, we have to do good things so we can go to heaven. And people who do bad things go to hell without any reference at anything with Christ. And that's just wrong. It's all rooted. That's why the church teaches we have to be people of prayer. Everything comes from grace. We cannot earn our way to heaven. You cannot do that. Because once you say you can earn your way to heaven, all you have to do is say, I've done all these good things to Jesus. I've done all these good things. Now you have to let me into heaven. Just like if you turn around and say to your teacher, I passed the test, you have to make me pass the course. Doesn't work that way. We conform our relationship with Christ, and then we come to know Christ in a whole new way. And we know the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit in a whole new way. And we know ourselves in a whole new way. That's what Paul is trying to teach. We're going to talk more about this tomorrow. In the meantime, have yourself a blessed day. And remember, we are here every single Monday through Friday here on WEZE 590 AM. We'll be back tomorrow. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.